KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM St. Louis Park. Radio K.
Look what they done to my song, Ma. Look what they done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done to my song. Then turned it upside down, Ma. Look what they've done to my song.
Requested New Seekers. After weeks and weeks, we finally got it.
It's very true.
Finally got it, and so did you. Look what they done to my song, Ma. That's Melanie's song, performed by the New Seekers. Fine. They're the,
How do you want to...
Well, what's that... They're like the Polyphonic Spree of the 60s. They're the
yes.
Big group of really happy, positive attitude... singing folks, and they did lots of really good songs. I'm a big fan of I'll Never Find Another You.
Mm-hmm.
Search the whole world over, no matter what I do,
hey,
but I know I'll never find another.
They had a hit with their version of is it Pinball Wizard and We're
yeah,
Not Gonna
Pinball
Take
Wizard,
It From Tommy?
Yeah.
They did some sort of Tommy interpolation.
They did that. They did the Georgie Girl theme song from the film Free to Be You and Me for Marlo Thomas and so forth. But that was Look What They Done to My Song, Ma. The
Very
New
nice.
Seekers. And we had multiple requests for that over the weeks. And finally finally got around to it.
And it's important to point out from caller Chuck, who also, not me, Chuck, who's a guy over at KFAI, he says, well, Jeff Lynne was ripping that off. You can sing ELO's Hold On Tight to Your Dreams, including the verse that goes into French. You can sing right along with Look What They've Done to My Song, Mod. And we both said on the phone, oh, Jeff Lynne appropriating somebody else's music in some way? Horrors, horrors, horrors. You're listening to Cosmic Slop on Radio K. It's Sunday, and it's after 2 o'clock, and we've been talking without really explaining who and what we are, so it must be Cosmic Slop. He's Joel, and I'm Chuck, and
we'll do
this for a couple hours, and we'd like to hear from you if you'd want to call 612-626-4770.
Or 1-800-626-4770 if you're out of range or out of change.
If you're online, if you're listening online, if you're looking online, if you're perhaps just spending time lonely online, you could send us an email to the following address.
Request@radiok.org.
Yep, go there to look, listen, and smile. It's radiok.org.
Look, listen, vibrate, and smile.
I left to vibrate out because,
you gotta vibrate.
That's a personal thing. But request@radiok.org is the place to send email requests.
And it's funny that you brought up smile because I have a sinus infection and an ear infection. I cannot hear out of the right side of my head, and so I'm in Brian Wilson territory right now.
I was going to say, perhaps it had so paralyzed you above the neck that you were unable to smile.
No. I got good vibrations going here, but yeah, I've got, it's really irritating, and it comes and it goes.
Blech.
Mostly it just goes, and I felt better last night. Sleep on it, whatever. You tilt your head up, it's all set. I have 2 weeks worth of antibiotics that I have to flush my system with.
Assuming the doctor fills you full of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a friend of the antibiotics.
Sweet drugs. Well,
you're a frequent chest head infection kind of guy.
Yeah, that would be me. Got that from my grandpa, and I'm a stuffy man right now. So.
Hey, there nice. You go.
Just thought I'd get that on the table before we go any further. In case, what's with him?
And
he sounds like he's got a frog up his nose, and it's true.
He is just ill.
I do. That's an alternate way of treating it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick a frog up your nose. That'll help the sinus infection.
It was in the Farmer's Almanac, actually. Mm-hmm. That's where you find remedies like that.
Yep, I put cobwebs on it, too. A mustard and honey poultice applied to a strategic part of the body. I'm not going to say which.
And you have to go out in those pre-dawn hours and gather up like the dew on the heather and just, try to just.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to play next? Sort of secondarily start off the show.
I've been digging through the charts of other nations, the UK in particular, and the early days of rock and roll in Great Britain.
Yeah.
They're a lot like the early days of rock and roll here, I guess. A bunch of unlikely people hooking themselves to the youth movement and doing something a little peppier and springier than the weepy ballads that they're used to. And
Pat Boone-ish,
sure.
Leaping on the bandwagon? Or
more rock than that? He's more an opportunist down the line.
Uh-huh.
The British in particular, their interpretation of American rock and roll music. You get Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, who are hard rock and combo.
Yep.
You get Vince Taylor and the Playboys, another hard rock and combo.
Mm-hmm.
Who take it to the limit, man. And then you get Helen Shapiro, who is... Mm-hmm.
And it is pronounced Shapiro?
Yeah. I've heard it. That's how I've heard it. Way back years and years and years ago. And I would venture to guess that is how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Okay.
So Helen Shapiro. It's spelled Shapiro, but I think it's pronounced Shapiro. And she's sort of a Leslie Gore type.
Mm-hmm.
Really, with a rumbly little alto. And it's she's a funny phenomenon. And this got close to the top of the charts back in the early 60s. It's a song called Walking Back to Happiness. And it's a jaunty little ditty, and it sounds something like this. It's Helen Shapiro.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day. Walking back to happiness, whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness, whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I never knew I'd miss you. Now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you.
Hey, 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 bye-bye. I'm making up for things I said. Oh-ba, oh yeah, yeah. And mistakes to which they led. Oh-ba, oh yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away, so I'm coming back today. I'm walking back to happiness I threw away. With you.
Radio K is proud to sponsor the Hold Steady on Monday, March 15th at the Triple Rock. That's tomorrow. Doors for this all-ages show are at 6 p.m. The Volts and Anuretical will open the show. For more information, the Triple Rock's website is www.triplerocksocialclub.com. around for another one.
Yeah.
As if that wasn't enough.
One more one.
Do. Brooker, Trower, Procol Harum, Repent, Walpurgis. There you go, which followed up Marlena Shaw's version of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Yep.
I think that was the only chart hit that she had. And Helen Shapiro started things off with Walking Back to Happiness.
Nifty Keen.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
And she does. She kind of warbles. She's kind of like the French yeah yeah stuff. There's a
That's
connection
true.
There.
That's very true.
It goes into the French mm-hmm. rock and roll that wasn't the chanson. They were going to be French poppy rocky guys and gals sang.
Mm-hmm.
What was I looking at?
You were looking at, I don't know.
We were just coming around and putting all the pieces together on all these various songs we've been playing the last couple
Why
weeks.
Did the New Seekers come up last week? Because we played this thing and that thing. And oh, yeah, it all makes sense now.
It all came together.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Into one big stinky pile.
yes, it did.
Stinky pile.
Man.
So, yeah, hold steady.
You went something last night. They were just here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I still have my little stamp on the back of my hand. It hasn't worn off quite yet.
And it was a packed house playing to the creme de la creme of the rock scene. And
so many tight pants and white belts. I didn't know where to turn.
You're kidding. My junior high school principal was there?
No, the suede jackets, I was wearing one.
Uh-huh.
The ironically unwashed, piled high Strokes hairdos in full effect.
Uh-huh.
And all, like, packed in really closely.
Uh-huh.
It was very crowded and...
But rock was had.
Rock was very definitely dished out. And the Washington Social Club, the first opening group,
yeah,
were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My God, their lead singer looked just like Lance Kerwin. with long hair. It was James of 15 up there rocking the house. And they were fantastic. The Monarchs,
mm-hmm.
always cool. And then
mm-hmm.
the Hold Steady really delivered the goods. It was a really good night of rock.
A satisfying rock outing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thoroughly rocked.
Well, nifty.
And rolled a bit, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You probably would have been bowled over had it not been so packed tight. Others,
That's right.
Other
no,
people
had,
were supporting
I
you.
I had the perforated steel behind me, so... be supported. It was nice to know that there was support there, and it breathed. It's breathable because
it gives.
It's sheet steel with little holes drilled in it, and
see,
it was awesome.
The world's finest acoustic engineers, always working to make your rock club experience a good one.
If they're not the world's finest, they're certainly up there. It's a really good room. I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Well, there you go.
Until the crush of hipsters just got to be too much. I was telling Heather about this morning. They were loitering actively, which means that nobody's doing much anything. They're just bumping up against people.
Oh, my! This goes back over 10 years. Good Lord! No, 89, I think it was. I've told the story so many times. I don't know if I've told it on the air. It was a Gear Daddy show in the main room, and this was, and I went with friends who were bigger fans than I. I'm
sure.
I'm a passing, you know, casual. Yeah, that song's pretty good.
Yeah,
not a big.
Glad you clarified that, or
not
I might
a,
have
I'm
to
not,
shake my head and tisk
I'm,
at.
I'm not a big Gear Daddy's fan, but I do like some songs. And my friend Dave turned me on to the joy of the song Sonic Boom, actually. It was just one of those really packed main room kind of shows, and everybody's. You're shoveling back and forth. And I don't care what genre of music you're into. Lots of people in this town understand the packed First Avenue main room experience.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like that row right behind the soundboard and right in front of the bar where you try to get up and look. You know, it's prime seating. You want to just stand and stare right at the stage.
If you don't mind looking through plexi.
Right. No, not there. Down below the...
Oh, down below.
The stage sound.
Ah, I see.
And so you're right there. It's a great place to watch, but it's a skinny thing. People are trying to muscle through. Me and it was my friend Gretchen was with me, and we were trying to squeeze on through and get on by. We weren't even trying to park there and get real estate. We were just passing through to someplace else that was breathable.
Yep.
And this everybody kind of lets you get by. Mm-hmm. And one guy just stand there, and he's like big, thick neck, kind of dopey looking dude and his girlfriend standing in front of him and he's playing barricade for her. And Gretchen, who's a good half head taller than I am, she's much taller than I am, she's leading the way because I'm not the biggest guy. And she goes, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And this guy turns his head 90 degrees from staring directly at the stage as Zeller and company were, you know, delivering. And he turns his head 90 degrees and looks at her and goes, go around me. And turns his head back and stares back at the stage.
All right.
And then she called him a name. He turned his head slowly the 90 degrees and looked back at her. You know, says, bitch. Turns his head back and continues to enjoy the rock being on stage.
What a pleasant fella.
Pleasant fella. Go around me.
That was...
And it's
that,
like, I'm not...
It was like older brother Chuck from Weird Science.
It was. It's very that much guy. That. It was that guy.
It was that guy.
I think that was the last Gear Day show I ever saw. Oh, wait a minute.
It's because the concentration of those guys in the audience got really high.
I apologize. It was the first Gear Daddy show I ever saw.
Oh, okay.
And it was the last. But they did cover Honeymoon Suite, however. You know, in the choice, you know, ironic but not, but we really love this song, cover tune choice as the end of the show was. Did they do New Girl Now? I forget. I'm pretty sure it was Honeymoon Suite they did.
Well, cool.
Anyway. Nothing like a packed rock club to really kind of put the squeeze on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to maintain, get into your cool, peaceful space and try to enjoy the show.
Try not to get too flaily.
Yeah. Or old and cranky and decide,
your kids. Why they
which reminds me about my political experience yesterday. I'll tell you about a guy.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a little while.
Who did the...
But while we were rocking out in the earlier set of music, a phone call came in. A desperate voice on the other end said, oh, we want to, got to play some raspberries. Of course, I'm not the one who took the call,
No, she wasn't
Chuck.
Desperate at all, but she sure did like want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
By goodness, we can do that because, and you said this is the single you have, the same single
that has the big
contest
sleeve,
on it?
The picture sleeve 45 for the raspberries, Let's Pretend, has got the Name the Foxiest Raspberry contest on it. And you could win a customized...
VW Bug.
It's one of those VW Bugs with the Rolls Royce thing on the front.
Yeah. Yep.
Kind of a raspberry color.
Yep.
That was the big contest prize given away in 1972. So, of course, the coupon's no good now. So
it's no custom van painted like the denim machine, the jean machine, or whatever. But you know.
It's another one of those songs where Eric Carmen is attempting to cajole his girlfriend into giving him sex. There's Tonight, where he, you know, inveigles her to close your eyes and be still. If you believe that what we're doing is right, close your eyes and be still. In this one, let's pretend we could always be together, and if not, well, then just let me spend the night with you, oh baby. So here you go. Here's that smooth talking slick dude, Eric Carmen.
This one is
attempting to work his way into a young lady's trousers.
Unofficially subtitled, come on!
Oh, come
part
on!
Part 3.
Jeez, I bought you dinner. This is the raspberries, Let's Pretend.
And does he keep it in the proper key or does he push it as usual?
No, it does modulate, and boy, as his desperation builds,
so does
he gets further and further away from his proper range. This is Let's Pretend by the raspberries.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
I can't sleep nights wishing you were here beside me. Can't help feeling that's the way it ought to be. You know we could run away, but I couldn't bear to hear them say.
supersonic portion of Radio K is brought to you by Roadrunner Records, serving the independently minded music lover with a diverse selection of new and vintage music recordings on compact disc and LP record. Roadrunner Records has also added an offbeat DVD section. Roadrunner is located at 43rd Nicollet, 2 blocks west of 35W. Information available at 612-822-0613 or landspeedrecords.com. Roadrunner Records is a proud supporter of 770 Radio K.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Now if you huff and puff and you finally save enough money, if you take your family on a trip across the sea, take a tip before you take your trip, let me tell you where to go. Go to England, oh. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Mama's old pajamas and your papa's mustache, falling out the windowsill, frolic in the grass, trying to mock the way they talk, fun but all in vain, gaping at the dapper men with derby hats and canes. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Attract your attention.
Yeah, it's true. They're treating it as a as an event.
Well, it's a Hall of Fame, and he's a hometown guy.
Yeah,
we'll get to that in a second.
Clifford T. Ward, Wherewithal.
Uh-huh.
Right there, preceded by Roger Miller with England Swings.
Nobody charms me quite like... Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. I'm charmed by Roger Miller. And yes. Plenty of other people charm me in similar ways. Mm-hmm. But Roger Miller
but not quite like Roger.
Yes. But he is among those who charm me. I have a personal private secret list of those who charm me. And I just penciled in Roger Miller as a reminder that he charms me.
And the Raspberries by request. Let's pretend.
Yes.
Started things
off. So breathy. The entire Raspberries Greatest Hits collection is a blueprint for the Mentos jingle. What is
my
what is,
pants are too tight?
my breath is so bad. What was the first song?
Oh yeah, that's started with. Yeah, that's all
started with. We were discussing Prince, and we're going to play some Prince because, well, there's Prince going on. There's
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
New Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and he's being inducted, and Jackson Browne, and George Harrison is a solo artist, and and others who I'm actually already forgetting. But not ZZ Top.
So the loadout is being celebrated.
No, it is ZZ Top.
Oh, yay!
No, it is ZZ Top, isn't it? It's the whole thing. But anyway, it's the Prince is the hometown guy, and that's all that's happening. But... you know, and there's a huge thing in the paper.
Is limited warranty, are they eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, they are not yet. It must be 25 years from your debut or from your first recorded output.
All right.
And I think Prince is being inducted in his first year of eligibility.
Right, 79. That's when For You came out.
And actually, maybe he was eligible last year. I don't know how that works. There's a whole thing about, you know... 2004 is the year, but 2000, I think 78 was Prince's first record, so that means he was inducted, you know, he's in the 2003 thing, but the ceremony's in 04. You know, it's like who's eligible for the Grammys which year, and why did U2 win a bunch of awards 2 years in a row for, you know, the single because it was in one year,
that's
and the
right,
album because it was
For
in
You
another.
Came out in 78, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, the big festival and show... industry festival is going on Tuesday or Monday, I don't know, in a second, and then they tape it, and this is VH1's big deal, is they tape it and fast edit the TV special again, and it's going to be airing 1 week from today, Sunday the 21st. We'll have their truncated version.
Take out all the, you know, pesky, spontaneous moments.
Yeah, the joy. They will suck the joy out of it so that you can see the performances and the parts where people actually say nice things on stage as opposed to funny inside jokes or perhaps, you know, slagging on each other's band members for the reunited bands that don't like each other and stuff.
Right.
Which was, you know, that's what you want to see.
That's what happens.
That's what you want to see, really.
That's what bands reunited is for.
Oh, who was it? The, watching, what's his face?
I only saw the Climax one, which was pretty awesome, I must admit.
The which one?
Climax. Bands reunited. The
But not
VH1
for the Rock
show.
And Roll Hall of Fame.
Not for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, this is just getting old bands together to play on stage one more time.
Oh, no.
And there's bad blood in the Climax family, and...
They could have been so much bigger.
I'm talking about like, they could have been.
Like Costello and the Attractions.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And Bruce Thomas.
These guys don't really like me. We used to be good.
Oh, here's the other. Seeger is being inducted. So the Silver Bullet Band.
Well, you know, rock and roll never forgets. Well, he's been eligible since 69.
His Greatest Hits 2 finally came out, or 3 finally came out last year with some bonus tracks.
Yeah.
ZZ Top and Traffic. So there will perhaps be... That will need some severe editing for to keep the show under link. And the Dells.
Oh, usually, nice.
There is sort of like that...
There's the old-timers contingent.
And Jan Wenner, finally, after all these years, is going to... a guy who helped create the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is now he himself being going to be inducted.
Celebrated.
Because, really, I mean, what's more rock and roll than Us Weekly and Men's Journal and those other magazines he publishes? So the special, that's tomorrow night, is the big deal. And their Prince is going to do a show afterwards. So we thought we'd play some Prince. And there's lots of stuff online to find out about Prince and his current record and his upcoming tour and the fact that he played on a TV show on Channel 2, or on PBS specifically, the Tavis Smiley Show. He played with Wendy.
TPT, Chuck. TPT.
Yeah. He played with Wendy Melvoin of The Revolution, got together and performed a new song together, sitting on with acoustic guitars. And there was a big show last just back in December, which lots of former Prince co-workers and proteges and spin-off groups and things like that got together, called it the Family Jam, and they all played together and in California for a charity thing, and a good time was had by all. Prince did not show up. And so the question is, you know, it's probably just going to be Prince and his band tomorrow night, but there has been scuttlebutt, you know, will he play with the Revolution? Is this a big surprise? Is there something going on? And I don't think so.
Get Larry Graham and Chaka Khan. And
Chaka Khan was at the Family Jam thing. Came out and did her version of I Feel For You, which is kind of nifty.
That would have been cool.
So anyway, we wanted to play some Prince.
Prince.
I did, so I grabbed some 12-inch singles from home, and I like the stuff from the margins that you don't hear too often. And this is a great song. I forgot that this is actually the long version of the B-side. This is it's from Around the World in a Day, and the B-side is She's Always in My Hair, which is a great, great, great single, which was not a single. And he even made the B-sides longer. So we're going to... But this one is not one that just suddenly had a strange kind of drum break that takes up 8 minutes in the middle of the song. It's a whole long song,
it's
awesome.
Song. I've got the 45, but no, I've never heard the full 12-inch version, so...
We're going to hear it.
I'll be enjoying it along with everybody
Enjoy
else.
The groovy psychedelic pop musings and wicked guitar effects and swirling, swooshing phase effects. This is Prince, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee tomorrow night. And
the 12-inch version of She's Always in My Hair.
Good, hometown boy done good on Cosmic Slot.
On Radio K.
Radio K listeners are a part of the community. They care about their neighborhoods and support local businesses. Are these listeners your customers? They should be. Find out about underwriting programming on Radio K by calling Sarah at 612-625-3500 or emailing sales@radiok.org.
If I was a gigolo, if I was a gigolo all my life. hearth in the land of Shire lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. That brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall.
Leonard Nimoy, The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins on Cosmic Slot. Before that, Wings, Arrow Through Me, and 7+ minutes of She's Always in My Hair, a 12-inch B-side from Prince. You're listening to KUOMA in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM, St. Louis Park. That's Radio K to you and me, and Chuck was on the phone, and now he's not.
Nice guy informing us that Prince is going to be making the rounds between the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and impending tour and new album.
Uh-huh.
And this weird thing later this month in which he's going to kick off the tour in California, but then you can pay money to go watch it on a movie theater screen around the country. So you can go see the kickoff tour opener performance.
Ooh.
And like, well, you see the movie and they give you a copy of the album or something if you go to the theater.
I'd buy that for $1.
It's happening here in the cities at one place up on the north side.
Hey.
Like suburban, north side.
Oh, okay.
Not Minneapolis north side. Anyway, he wanted to point that out. Plus, Prince is going to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he is going to be on the Today show. So, you know, between all these...
Well, I saw him, and he's on in the background at a bar. They had, I think, the Tonight show on, and he was on...
Leno?
Leno, sitting next to some really unlikely other... Oh, Mel Gibson was on the
You're
same show.
Me.
He was sitting next to Mel Gibson.
How appropriate.
Perhaps. I'm sure they had plenty to talk about.
I'm sure they would have a lot to talk about. Man. Man, that's a theological discussion I would love to sit in on.
Oh, I don't know, Mel.
Well, I don't know.
Could I interest you in a leaflet?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that now.
God, I was in a large retail location with a kid today.
Game.
And
blouses.
And I heard a woman walking down the hall, the aisle next to me, talking on her cell phone. And she's talking to her friend, super, you know, super casual. Hey, no. She goes, you know, we just went and saw that Passion of the Christ movie, she says. Yeah. She goes, it's a good movie, man. She goes, it's a really good movie. Girl, it's graphic. It's really graphic. It's something. It's something. It's a good movie. And just she mm-hmm. wandered off down the aisle. I didn't get to hear anymore. But I was like,
well, you know, I was gonna.
I don't know that it's a bad movie.
Gonna go see it this weekend, but just ran out of steam. Really, mm-hmm. You have to be in the proper frame of mind, I'd imagine, to watch a guy get beat for 2 hours yep. straight. But
gird yourself.
Yeah, I will see it at some point, so I'll be able to enter the nationwide discussion that's going on.
Yes,
be armed for the. for the intellectual discourse that's going on, instead of relying on other people's assumptions mm-hmm. and observations. I would like to make some of my own.
I am intrigued by the marketing campaign for it, because I
the pewter nails, that's a little much.
The officially endorsed nails,
pewter round
necklaces that look like the nails that were driven through Christ's hands.
See, and that's the sort of thing that would tend to blemish the entire enterprise.
Where
are you coming from? Are you doing this out of some deep, deep theological desire, or I guess you're doing it to sell pewter nails? That's
I drove past a church that had, you know, like in the fabulous church quippy movable letter sign sure. outside that usually has you know cute little sayings and stuff, and I always read those. I never miss an opportunity mm-hmm. to read a pun coming off a church sign, a movable type sign outside.
Yep.
And it said, you know, come meet our passion, you know, join our passion of this Christ discussion group Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And I went, oh, that's cool. I went, it's driving discussion. That's interesting, and it's going to happen at churches, and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then the same church had the giant sign on the side that said something like, discover the truth, or find the truth, or is it the truth? You know, it posed a question. It wasn't making a statement.
Sure.
And then, up in the corner of this giant, slick, you know, can withstand all seasons professional made banner, it's like officially from the movie studio. It's got the
right.
the Passion of the Christ logo and the mm-hmm. and the, you know, Thorny Crown Jesus up in the corner and everything, and you know, they're getting it out to the church and having them hang out. It's like, that's one masterful marketing campaign. There's free media, so to speak. That's
mm-hmm. Well, geez,
that goes into a whole nother interesting realm.
To get the Lutherans to support a Catholic movie. I mean, that's the incredible marketing.
There's
marketing genius.
Anyway, it's
we'll see.
It's a phenomenon.
We shall see, and I mean that literally. Mm-hmm. I will go to see it, and then I'll have plenty to talk about.
I'd be curious.
In the meantime, though,